Whenever my guest speaks on the fire of God, many have their own encounters with the fire. Next. I'm here with Miles Kilby, and Miles, as a young boy, your godmother took you to church, and someone prophesied over you. What was that?
Sid, when I was 7 years old, my godmother would regularly take me to church, and I really remember it very vividly. Like, I can see it like it was, like it happened yesterday. But I received Christ in that moment at that age, and the women around me began to start prophesying about my calling and how I was called to preach the gospel and how God was going to begin to use me. And so they would say, he's a preacher, he's a preacher. And so that, I'm stepping into that.
Well, he got started early, but at 20, he received what's known as the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He was immersed in the Spirit of God. This was not just a normal thing. Some strange, wonderful things started happening to you. Tell me about the time you were immersed.
Yes, when I was immersed with the Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit, there was an impartation of fire in my life. You know, I immediately began to speak in supernatural languages and tongues, which was an incredible experience. But experiencing the power and the presence of God just in an incredible way. And it was like everything from my past or through my teenage years that I experienced that was difficult, it was like that was completely washed away out of my life, removed from my life. And so really the Holy Spirit was, you know, breaking things off of that needed to be removed. He was filling me with His presence, and it was really a life-changing experience.
But it got even better than that. All of a sudden, you started really hearing God's voice clearly.
Yes, Sid, I began to really hear God's voice with great clarity. My focus during that time was developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit, spending time in His presence, cultivating that in my life. And as I began to cultivate that in my life, praying in tongues, really seeking God's face, worshiping, I began to hear God's voice just with great accuracy, great precision, just sensitivity is how I like to describe it, becoming sensitive to the voice of God.
But then 1 year later, you think that's something. I mean, if that would have been enough, as we say at Passover, that would have been enough. But then a year later, another supernatural event.
Yes, and so a year later, then I began to, the experience that I had in that encounter was the baptism of fire. And so it was a complete immersion.
In the Bible, it says you'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. Most people don't notice that and fire. Is it like literally a real fire? What does it mean, and fire?
Exactly. So the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire, it's like a complete immersion. The Holy Spirit, God is an all-consuming fire. And so when He comes and manifests through fire, He consumes everything about you. And it's a purification. He releases His passion. So you're passionate for the Messiah. It releases a purifying presence, but God really sets you on fire. And for prophets, he imparts that fire to prophesy.
And God spoke to you about the fire. What did He say?
Yeah, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I've called you to bring the fire of God to this generation. And He said, I've marked you with this specifically because I'm going to use you to bring this to the church, to the body of Christ. And He said, the purpose for that is for purification. He said, I want to purify my bride from every spot and every wrinkle before the coming of Messiah.
I'm going to have you pray for the fire of God a little later in the program, if that's okay. But you had an encouraging word, and boy, God knows we need encouraging words for 2021. What did God tell you? Because we've been through all the divisions, political, racial, protests, all that. We survived. But it's been a tough couple of years. What did God show you?
Yes, going into 5781 on the Jewish calendar, the Lord began to speak to me, and He said, I want you to add the numbers up. So I did. That equals 21. Well, in the scripture, that reference in Daniel 10, Daniel waited 21 days for the angel to bring breakthrough and bring the answer. And so in the spirit, the number 21 always represents supernatural breakthrough. So God, He releases the supernatural breakthrough to Daniel. He overthrows the prince of Persia, and then He releases to Daniel the most significant end time revelation, I believe, recorded in the scriptures. And so the Lord continued to speak, and actually He gave me a vision during this encounter. And what I saw, Sid, was like a concrete barrier. You know, 2020 was a year for us to decree and to prophesy, to speak the word of God. And so the enemy tried to close our mouths. He tried to shut us up. And so he wanted to shut our mouths. He wanted to stop our decrees. And so, because the scripture says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. And so the Holy Spirit began to show me this barrier in the spirit where these decrees had gone forth, but it was like they were hitting this barrier, and each decree was piercing through this barrier. And then what I saw in the vision was that it finally broke through. And the Lord said, I'm releasing the breakthrough. Everything that you have decreed in 2020, I'm about to manifest it in 2021. Many people have gotten discouraged because they haven't seen anything come to pass that God has promised them, prophecies they've received, decrees that they've released. But the Lord said, the manifestation and the breakthrough, the 21, is here this year for us.
You were speaking before a group of teens, and you heard an exact date, but the significance of the exact date that he heard, explain.
Yeah, that was a powerful word of knowledge that the Lord released for this youth group. It was a large youth group, probably 100 youth, at a very powerful church that I was ministering at. And the Lord gave me the specific date. At first, you know, many times when we receive words of knowledge, we don't immediately know what they're related to, but then God continues to unfold. And so that specific date was the day that a year before, a teen in their youth group had committed suicide.
So all those teens knew that date?
Yes, they knew the date. The pastor came up to me. He confirmed that. He said that was the date that this young man committed suicide. And the Lord spoke in that moment. He said, I am breaking the spirit of suicide off of this youth group, and it will never happen again. And so when God speaks, He means what He says and says what He means. It will never happen again. It's a done deal. He broke that off of the youth group. And there were probably 5 to 7 people that responded in that moment that were battling with the spirit of suicide that we began to minister to and break that spirit off of them.
I want you to break the spirit of suicide off of people watching us right now. Look at the camera and do it.
Even now, there are people that are watching right now, and this is a Kairos moment. This is an opportune time. God is moving. He's breaking the spirit of depression, the spirit of heaviness. I rebuke you now in Jesus' name. I rebuke the spirit of heaviness off of you. I break that harassing, demonic, suicidal spirit off right now. It's leaving you. Just renounce that, tell it it has to leave, and we break that off now. It would no longer harass you. You're being freed and loosed from that in Jesus' name.
That's powerful. Look, let's be candid. You got a gift when you were a young man from God to hear His voice so clearly. But what about the rest of us? Are we Swiss cheese? What about all the viewers, myself, everyone?
Yes, Sid, the will of God is for all believers to hear His voice. You know, the main mark of every believer and Christian, like Abraham. Abraham didn't have a Bible, Sid.
He did pretty good, though.
He did great. Well, why did he do so great? Because he heard the voice of God. Mm. And so the most important thing for every believer, Sid, just like Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and a voice of a stranger they will not follow. And so it's the will of God for all of us to hear God's voice with such great clarity and intimacy, because God wants to be involved in every detail, every decision, every moment of our lives.
You teach, and the thing that is so wonderful about Miles' teaching is his teaching will build your faith, because everything is transacted in the kingdom by faith, will build your faith to receive what he teaches about. You teach on many areas. One was the five dimensions of prophetic people. We don't have the time for all five, but the one that's my favorite is you teach on prophecy in the glory. Teach just a bit on that.
Yes, and that's my favorite as well, Sid. The prophecy out of the glory or in the glory is where I believe it's the most powerful. It's when we enter in to the presence of God, or the presence of God manifest in our lives, and we begin to hear God's voice. But when we prophesy out of the glory, it's like the weight of His glory is on our words. And so how does that make a difference? Why is that so powerful? It's because it supernaturally accelerates everything that you speak and prophesy. And so things begin to manifest instantly. That means no waiting. I like the sound of that. And so instant manifestations of the words that God speak to you. That means creative miracles, healings, you know, angels coming forth and ministering. And it's so powerful, Sid. You know, it's just on a whole different dimension and level. And so the increase of power and the glory, the weight of His glory is traveling on your words. And so to me, it's the preferable method.
and here's the good news. In the past, there have been a few anointed men and women of God that have operated to this degree. However, this glory that's coming is going to be throughout the whole world. And every believer that has the faith to receive, and you receive with faith by hearing the words of God, by just listening to us talk about the glory, it's going to begin to impart upon you. Now, Miles had a direct impartation from Jesus of my favorite subject, His compassion. The compassion of God releases the miracles of God. He will pray for that same compassion that Jesus had to come upon you, as well as His fire. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Miles Kilby's revelatory four-part audio CD masterclass teaching series, How to Hear from God and Flow in the Prophetic, plus his powerful bonus audio CD teaching, God's War Chest. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9759. At Pentecost, God poured out His Spirit upon His sons and daughters and opened the prophetic realm to them. But what is prophecy? How does it work? Is it meant for all believers? Through Miles Kilby's exclusive four-part audio CD series, How to Hear from God and Flow in the Prophetic, you will learn the function and purpose of prophecy, the three levels and five dimensions of the prophetic, the two primary ways to receive revelation from God, the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, how to activate your spiritual eyesight. Included are multiple prayers of activation and impartation.
It's going to help you come into a deep understanding of the prophetic realm and how to flow in the prophetic, how to flow in words of knowledge, how to flow in words of wisdom, how to prophesy, and how to prophesy at the five different dimensions that we teach in this series.
You will also get Miles Kilby's powerful bonus audio CD teaching, God's War Chest. Recently, while Prophet Miles Kilby was worshiping the Lord, God's presence tangibly manifested. The voice of God said, "My war chest is open for my people." In this special teaching, Miles reveals what God's war chest is, how you can access it, how to use God's war chest to fulfill God's call on your life.
God's going to release an anointing on you for wealth in the glory of God that you've never experienced before. So God's war chest is open for you, His royal treasury, and He says everything is paid for.
Don't miss out on getting Miles Kilby's revelatory four-part audio CD masterclass teaching series, How to Hear from God and Flow in the Prophetic, plus his powerful bonus audio CD teaching, God's War Chest. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9759. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9759 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, Miles Kilby is an anointed teacher of the Word of God. And another thing he teaches, and we're making this available in our resource, is six things to do to move into and develop our prophetic gifting. And of the six, the one that is absolutely my favorite, I'm going to ask you to talk about, and that is speaking in supernatural languages, speaking in tongues.
Absolutely. Yeah, speaking in tongues is, I believe personally, the most powerful gift that Jesus has given us. And my experience with speaking in tongues is that God supernaturally empowers us. It's the gateway that ushers us in to operating in the gifts of the Spirit, operating in the supernatural. So there's an activation of every gift of the Holy Spirit when we begin to pray in tongues. And so if you want to hear from God, what I tell people is to pray in tongues. What I do is I pray in tongues a lot. I read the scriptures a lot and I worship a lot. But the more that you pray in tongues, Sid, the more that God is going to speak to you. There's going to be a supernatural activation. You know, something also very interesting that the Holy Spirit revealed to me is that there have been times when I've been praying in tongues and I was actually praying in the tongues of angels. And the Lord spoke to me in that moment and He said, "Miles, you're speaking their language right now. You're dispatching them and releasing them on assignments, and they're going forth and accomplishing those."
Boy, I've read about that, but that is an amazing revelation. The art of listening, the art of hearing. Teach just briefly on that, please.
I have four children, and as a father, I'm always trying to get my children to listen to what I say. And the art of listening, one of my favorite examples and teachings from this is from early on in King Solomon's life. When Solomon was coming into his kingship and he has this powerful encounter with the glory of God, and he asked the Lord for something. He said, "Lord, I ask that you would give me," really the scripture says, "a hearing heart." That means a heart that hears the voice of God, "so that I might be able to direct this great people of yours, Israel." And so Solomon asked to have a hearing heart. A heart, what does that mean? A heart that is sensitive to the voice of God. A heart that hears His voice with great clarity and receives revelation and wisdom directly from the Father. And so God wants that for you as well. And you know what? God even said to Solomon in that time, in that moment, that, "Solomon, because you asked for that, I'm going to give you many other things, because you asked for the right thing, to hear my voice, to have a hearing heart." So do that. Ask Him for that, to develop that hearing, that listening, and you're going to hear His voice.
Just before you pray for, I want Him to pray for the fire and compassion of God and hearing God's voice. Very briefly, tell me the encounter you had with the eyes of God.
Yes, this was one of the most powerful encounters, Sid, I've ever experienced. And during this encounter, I was doing a live broadcast, and so I was in my studio where I record that, and I was teaching on the seven spirits of God, or more specifically, the seven eyes of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And many people don't realize or understand that there are seven eyes in the prophetic realm, seven eyes of the Spirit, which equals perfect perspective or perfect prophecy. And so during this encounter, I'm teaching on this, and then suddenly from my right side, I feel a wind, and the Spirit of God comes upon me and rests down upon me. But then my eyes begin to start burning with intense fire. And it was so intense, Sid, that my eyes began to water, and it was just an extremely intense burning, like nothing I'd ever experienced before. And the Lord, in that moment, began to speak to me during this manifestation. And He said, Miles, I am imparting the eyes of fire to you, my vision. I am imparting the eyes of fire to you. I'm purifying your vision. You're going to begin to see from my perspective. You're going to begin to see people with great compassion. You're going to see them like I see them as you minister to them.
Because the time, I need you to pray right now for those watching.
Absolutely. Right now, right where you're at, just receive this. I want to pray a prayer of impartation for you to receive this same fire upon your eyes. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I release a supernatural impartation for the eyes of fire. Father, I release that now in Jesus' name. I release it, the eyes of fire, the impartation. Receive it right now. Many of you, your eyes are, you're going to begin to feel a burning sensation come upon your eyes. The Lord is going to begin to manifest that. Just receive it right now where you're at. I release that upon you right now. I see someone, God is healing many people's eyes that even in the natural, you wear glasses. Some of you wear contacts. You're not going to need them anymore. People with, there's someone with a detached retina. You need to be healed. God's healing that right now. He's healing that. That's on your right eye. The Holy Spirit's healing that right now. There's also people that you need God to clear your vision, like you've had very blurry vision. Maybe you have cataracts over your eyes. God's breaking that off right now. But the fire is going to begin to burn, and you're going to feel the burning sensation come upon your eyes like nothing you've ever experienced before. But the Lord says, I'm imparting the eyes of fire to you now. Right now, I release the compassion of God to come upon you. I release an impartation for the compassion of Jesus to be released upon you, and God to fill you with His compassion right now. I release that impartation. Receive it right now in Jesus' name.
And I want to tell you one more thing. In this presence, tell God you're sorry for every sin you've ever committed, that His blood washed it away, and ask Jesus to be your Messiah, your Savior, and your Lord. Amen.